the rest of the story. Rocco loved baseball. As a small boy, he lived for nothing else. Later, when his varsity baseball coach told him he couldn't play on sandlot teams, Rocco quit high school. He said, "I need experience playing ball." Rocco said, "Baseball's a lot more important than school." So at 16, he got a job on a coal truck, and he played baseball during the evenings, the church team and local semi-pro teams. He was a powerful hitter. Everything else needed improvement, so he worked diligently on everything else each night after his day job on the coal truck. World War II came along. Rocco exchanged uniforms for the duration. When the war was over, he returned home and returned to baseball. Rocco had a big dream. Scrub team experience was all right, but his goal was the major leagues. Still, his only real talent in the game was hitting, so he capitalized on that. And then, the break he'd waited for all of his life, a scout for the Chicago Cubs saw him in action, was impressed by that stupendous swat from the plate, and invited him to the Cubs minor league club in North Carolina for a chance to play professional baseball in the big leagues. Americans, you have just met a man 23 years young who had yearned since childhood to become a Major League Baseball player. And now he's standing in the middle of a road in North Carolina. He's looking back at the Chicago Cubs minor league camp for one last time. He has failed. He has had the tryout. He has failed. He has been told that he is not Major League material. Oh, he's a slugger, all right. He's one of the best at the plate, but that alone was not enough. Teams, especially in those days, could not afford pinch hitters. The best hitter had to be able to hold down a defensive position also. And Rocco could only hit. Searching desperately for some defensive talent in this big hitter, Rocco's coach had tried him as catcher, tried him at first base, but to no avail. Playing pro ball was all that Rocco had ever wanted to do. And now he is through. And he must return home a failure. Or must he? For in the evaluation of Rocco's one strength, the coach who had rejected him had inspired him in another direction. What is it they used to say about making lemonade of your lemon? So he did not go home. He remained in the South, and he put those powerful batting arms to other use. If slugging is all he can do, then he'll keep on slugging. And at 23, he changed dreams in midstream. The power hitter remained a power hitter, for this is the come-from-behind saga of a frustrated baseball player whose talents were limited to one. So, he made the most of that one. And so, became the heavyweight boxing champion of the world, Rocco. They learned to call him Rocky Marciano. And now you know the rest of the story.